The US says it's seeing the foundation of Russian cyber attacks on the US. It's monitoring scanning efforts, essentially hackers probing for weak spots. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says any such attack on a NATO member will bring a coordinated response.
We could see circumstances in which a collective response by the alliance to a cyber attack would be called by an ally. That is absolutely something where we and other countries could bring capabilities to bear to help a country both defend itself and respond to a particular cyber attack. Now, that's not necessarily the same thing as a military response. That response could take many different forms.
When Presidents Biden and Putin met in Geneva last year, the US president said key areas of infrastructure should be off limits to cyber attack. That was in response to the 2020 SolarWinds attack. Federal servers were hit, 30,000 private companies and public organizations impacted. Washington says the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service was behind that hack. And addressing business leaders on Monday, Joe Biden warned them to get ready.
The magnitude of Russia's cyber capacity is fairly consequential, and it's coming. The federal government is doing its part to get ready. But let me be absolutely clear about something. It's not just in your interest that are at stake with their potential use of cybersecurity. It is the national interest at stake.
The Russian government denies its planning cyber attacks, saying it would not resort to what it calls banditry. But officials here believe it's a way for Russia to strike back at the US for providing weapons to Ukraine without escalating the actual fighting. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, at the White House.